We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show, broadcasting live from our favorite place, maybe in the whole world, definitely Atlantic City, Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. On a football Friday before a highly anticipated matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and their former franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz. Ah, it's going to be a party Sunday in D.C., and I know a lot of people who are going there. In fact, before I even introduce my people, Keith Jones here today, Alan, and back at the station, Ava Grave. Guys, there's going to be a caravan of buses leaving Philadelphia early Sunday morning, including the legendary Butch from Antioch, to trek out, 200 miles? It's got to be 200 miles, right?
That's around now.
4 hours?
No, it won't be 4 hours. It'll be two and a half.
Let's say 200 miles because I like to emphasize and exaggerate. Anyway, yeah, so let's say 200 miles each way to boo Carson Wentz.
Yes.
That seems like a long way to drive to boo him. I will be doing it from the comfort of my living room. But God bless you that you want to go out there and let him know how much we can't stand him because he's a phony. And that game on Sunday will be retribution for the way he turned his back on Philadelphia and ran to his buddy Frank Reich in Indy where he also did a face plant.
Failed.
And now he's back in the NFC. He's trying to ruin our year. Not going to happen. Rhea, is that going to happen?
No.
No, it's not. Rhea's got good stuff on
129 miles right now if you're heading from the link, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
All right, let's just call it 250 round trip to boo this 50. Bum. All right, and that we're going to cover that in many different dimensions today with our brilliant experts, our Football Friday experts, Mr. Mike Lombardi and Dick Vermeil, and a beloved former Eagle who was also very much a Washington player, Brian Mitchell, will be on at 9 o'clock. I can't believe that Brian Mitchell would like Carson Wentz, would he?
No,
probably not, but if he plays well, he will.
No, listen to me. Brian Mitchell was the least phony athlete we ever met. Right. Brian Mitchell told it real. He didn't care. He would say what it was. And I do need Brian to talk about the Eagles special teams out because I'm not a Michael Clay fan.
It's not been good.
The special teams has sucked, and they've gotten away with it because their punter made a great tackle.
He did.
After they didn't block the best field goal blocker on the Vikings. We got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm not going to forget the Phillies, Al. Because I'm very delighted that eked out a one-zip win last night. But there's another good reason why there's only 20,000 people there in a pennant race in late September. It's because the umpiring in the Major League Baseball is putrid. And last night, it got Kevin Long, the hitting coach, thrown out. Al, worst call you've seen this year?
It was a ball strike call, worst one? It went across the baseball landscape, and about 10 minutes, it was everywhere. It was like, it was great.
This Andy Fletcher, the home plate umpire.
He's terrible. He's awful.
See an optometrist. Your eyes are failing you. All right. So anyway, let's kick this off, though, at get people ready for Sunday at 1 o'clock because it's going to be a party. And who is – I got an open board right now. Who listening? It's 6:04 on the Friday before we face Wentz for the first time since he left here. Who's going? Please call me. I need to know what your plan is. I want to share your day with us. 215-592-9494. 1-800-324-9494. I will get you on in this segment. I want to know you're out there, and I want to know what your plans are. Because my dream, Jones, you have one dream on Sunday.
What is it?
That is that Carson Wentz is booed so loud in his own building that he has to back off at one point to hope to restore order.
That's good. I like
that. I would love in his own building. Will the fans of the Commanders defend their franchise quarterback by trying to drown out boos?
Not yet.
Boos. I don't know if it's a national story yet.
Right.
It's going to be Sunday. We don't send caravans 129 miles for them to go there and applaud a fine performance.
By the end of the game, the Washington fans and the Eagles fans will be brothers in arms booing,
you think so?
Booing the Washington team.
You are now describing heaven to me. Thank you, sir.
A good chance of that.
All right, let me see if any of this helped. Josie, I'm going to start with this because, as you know, even though Dr. Fish earlier in the week told me not to pay so much attention to what the players are saying, I pay close attention.
Yeah, you should.
It's part of my job.
Yes, it is.
And Carson Wentz earlier this week, in a rare moment of self-reflection, a moment of non-rehearsed, cliche, boilerplate, phony answers, he did kind of say that he had a few regrets about the way he handled things here. Here's as close as Wentz got.
I think there's always things I look back on. Man, I could have been better here. I could have been better as a person, as a teammate. You know, lots of things that you do take for granted. And so I think I definitely thank God for the experiences I've had, even though sometimes they're dark or sometimes they're, you know, not how I envision them to be. But I think it's allowed me to grow as a person, and I'm thankful for that.
The only context he uses is he's better now.
Yeah,
that's baloney too. All right, but here's the thing.
Something,
Jonesy. Here's the real story of how it ended. First of all, he hated when Hurts came here.
Yes.
Second, he hated that his teammates responded more favorably to a kid off a campus, right?
Yes.
Off Oklahoma, who walked in as a second-round pick, was not designed as a threat for our franchise quarterback, and found a way early on. You could see. You saw it the minute Hurts took over that those players wanted to play with Hurts more than they did with Wentz.
Yeah, they gravitated to Hurts and his leadership ability and his work ethic, and that was a lot different than what Carson Wentz was providing them.
So what did they see in Wentz that they didn't like? What about him made them I'd rather play with this guy?
My guess would be they felt like he was more about himself than the team. And once that kind of creeps in, that's a very difficult thing to gain back if you're Carson Wentz or anybody that's in that situation.
All right. I'll be listening to the description of the game on my radio station, WIP, starring Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Quick was on one of the shows earlier in the week. He was on Oz, but he was also on, and he's talked about Wentz's sensitivity, which is not a good thing to have in this city. Here's what Mike said.
Well, we know that Carson is sensitive in many ways, and I'm sure that the game that Jalen just had last night kind of plays into his sensitivity.
Yeah, he is going to be – whatever he's saying is not what he's feeling because he doesn't tell you the truth.
No, he fights it.
What he's going to be – what he's going to be feeling is, oh, no, this is – I knew I couldn't avoid this forever. This is my moment. The guy that they replaced me with and the guy that I left the city for, the guy that I became a pariah in a city that I had helped him to win a Super Bowl. Wow. This is, you know what this is, Al? We used to have a thing we did at WIP called sports drama.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Is this not fun? People that just watch a game, they miss all these backstories.
No, it's also, don't forget about Jalen Hurts, because I just have the feeling that Wentz probably wasn't a great teammate to him.
Right.
Don't discount that he really wants to cement to Wentz,
right,
I replaced
on.
You.
Hold on. Apparently now you're causing me to use another cut. I wasn't ready to yet. But this actually did come up. It came up as Jalen Hurts was asked about, you know, his camaraderie with Wentz and how they coexisted. And here's, listen to this.
Obviously, Carson was disappointed the way that year played out. How was it in the room with you guys after that? Was he still helpful? on the sideline during games?
I'm just going to say, I think we're focused on the now. I'm focused on the now. I'm focused on the now.
For you keeping track at home, register that as a no.
Yes.
He was not helpful.
Now, like, no.
And that, I get to this. Al, you're not going to want that I'm playing this.
What is this now?
You should know about Al Morgan.
What is it?
He does not do awkward well. He does not like awkward humor. He does not. He has worked with me all these years, and I think it has made him more.
I can't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, no, he's resisted to awkwardness, yeah. Jonesy, although I have embraced it, and in fact, I represent it.
It's great humor. Yeah.
But I'm doing this, Al. I got to do it.
What is it?
So Jason Kelce was on with us yesterday, and I was asking him to contrast the leadership skills of Hurts versus Wentz. Right? Now, Jonesy, that's an answer. Jason Kelce is the as honest as you can get.
Yes, he is.
He will not disrespect you with a boilerplate answer the way Carson Wentz does.
No.
So he's there, and he wants to – and he's trying to tackle. He's knowing that whatever positive things he says about Hurts will be represented as negative things he says
about
Hurts.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give any ammunition to the other
side. Ladies and gentlemen, his wife, Kylie, is pregnant with their third kid. And so are these pauses. Listen to this.
You know, everybody's got different ways of leading or different personalities. I think I think Jalen is a very the word I'm looking for. Jalen has like a very almost like a stoicism to him and calm confidence that I think really lends itself to making everybody feel comfortable in the huddle and feel comfortable with the offense.
Right, when he finally got it out and you really interpret it, he's basically said Hurts knows how to make his teammates comfortable and Wentz didn't.
Yeah.
Right, Jonesy?
Yes.
100%. Is that, am I taking too big
a lead? Yeah, and he was really trying to be right, as thoughtful as he could be without being offensive to the other guy. It was unreal, like how I've never heard him speechless.
It was fascinating. This game will be fascinating. Rhea has a fascinating tape on how Kelce will help the Eagles to beat Wentz. We got all that coming up. And I thought, what a great way to start out. Because we are bringing back in this final year I'm here the tradition we had many, many years ago.
What's that?
By one of the greatest Eagle fans of all, Simon John, who would set the game up. And he, of course, will be watching it, I'm guessing, in Hamilton with a large entourage of people.
Lots of food.
Ladies and gentlemen, online now to set up our game on Sunday is the great Simon John. Hi, John.
Good morning. I wasn't going to call till 6:30, but I woke up and went outside this morning. Today it is fall. It is football, and I'm putting you guys on. You guys got me fired up for this game.
It's a big one, John. And I'm going to guess in Hamilton you got an entourage of fans and family who are coming out. Is that correct?
Yes, we'll have a big crowd. It could be an exciting year again. I'm serious. We got big hopes. It's very, very early, but let's have fun with this all the way out.
All right, John, before we do the setup for this game, I need to know your current feelings about Carson Wentz.
I told you yesterday, the guy is a punk. He's the model. He's the absolute model of what's wrong with professional players today. He's a prima donna. He's a baby. He doesn't make the players around him better. He's went to the place which was supposed to be heaven for him, and they ran him out of there after weeks. That tells you all you need to know about the guy. He doesn't make the players around him better. He makes the players around him worse. He's not a leader. He's everything's opposite of a leader. This goes back to Donovan McNabb. I'm not comparing him to him. When you got to have press conference and explain why you're a leader, explain why you do this, that's not a leader. A leader goes out there, plays, and leads on the field by his example and how he leads and carries himself throughout the day, from the day they step in the complex to the second they leave. That's what a leader does in any sport, in any profession. You don't have to tell anybody, oh, here comes the leader. What should we do today?
Beautifully said, John. That's why I asked you. I know you had said it yesterday, but it almost sounds like music to me. It's so beautiful.
Oh.
All right, John, do you want to set up Sunday's game in D.C.?
Yeah, let's try it. You ready?
Yep.
After making him one of the NFL's highest paid players for what they believe to be their future, Carson Wentz played more problem child than franchise quarterback, becoming petulant over the team's draft pick insurance policy, eventually steering his way out of Philly. Now, two teams and 2 years later, you are looking live at FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. Yes, the NFL is the ultimate team sport, but today, all eyes will be on Wentz and his replacement. The Eagles are hoping their insurance continues to pay dividends. Could Philly's franchise quarterback be in the making? It's Washington and Wentz and Hurts' Eagles in an NFC East showdown.
Oh, John, that was beautiful.
Wow.
John, that was beautiful. That was amazing. Site Mayor John checks in early to get the city fired up. John, thank you so much. Great job.
We love you. I love you guys.
Love you, John. That's thank you, pal. John, and every one of these Eagle games and John and his family is an event.
It is.
And yes. I love that. I love thinking about how big it is to John and his family. It's great.
Yeah.
This is why the Eagles rule our city, because of that excitement. All right, now I'm going to turn it over to you. I got Ed and Jake online. Ed is going. Ed, you're up next. I need more people that are heading there, and I need to get their attitude for what they are bringing. What did you say? 129
miles. 129 mm-hmm.
miles. Right down I-95.
From South Philly.
I need you to find out. What did you do? You actually, Googled that?
I Googled it from my house.
From your house?
Well, I'm a mile from the stadium.
Okay. That seems
so I figured that was 215-592-9494.
Jump on board. And is anyone out there listening right now that does not believe in booing sports heroes? I would like to hear your thoughts on it, just to get the other side of an argument I do not accept. 215-592-9494 from Borgata, WIP Sports Time 617.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account, click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well.
Brought to you by Lexus of Cherry Hill and Mount Laurel, where the finest automobiles reside. Philly shut out the Braves 1-0. Strong start from Ranger Suarez, 5 hits and 6 scoreless. Zach Eflin, 5 outs in relief of Suarez. And then Jose Alvarado got the final 4 outs. Matt Vierling delivering again, drove in the only run for the Phils on a sac fly in the second. 2-0 Eagles at the 1-1 Washington Commanders Sunday, 1 p.m. Birds did have 12 on the injury report, though most of those were rest designations. Thursday night football, it was the Browns over the Steelers, 29-17. NBC 10 first alert forecast brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Sunny with a high of 65. It's currently 53. Failing or thinning hair? Call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglat.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's 6:24 on a Friday morning before the game of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Game three, Carson Wentz against the Eagles in Washington. It should be a lot of fun. And I just, this thing about the booing, this is what's exciting about it to me. So you got the caravan with Butch Romania.
Yeah.
15 buses, over 1,000 people.
Yes. Bingo.
They have tickets. They will be a day. You will see them. They will be making a ruckus.
Yes.
Then you've got Eagle Shirley, who at one time in her past said to me, I don't believe in booing people. Yeah. She is bringing 18 women from beloved St. John Church, where she holds a seminar on football. And they have every intention of booing hard against, I believe the word she used was, we're going to boo the bejesus out of Carson Wentz. So this, and I'm asking for one person out there, and I know they're out there. In fact, you're a non-booer, right?
Yes.
You do not boo at a game?
No.
What if you hate the person?
No, I don't boo, but I mean, I make comments.
All right, hold on. This is a little preview of Winners and Weasel. If I got you great seats,
yes,
for the Ben Simmons return here, would you boo him?
I don't boo, but I make.
Oh,
but no, but what you're not listening to me is I make comments.
No, like I comment is not. Troy Aikman's not going to go, wow, I could read her lips, and that blonde lady there made a comment.
I've been known to yell.
No, I need a big boo.
I've been known to yell, you suck.
Oh, that woman.
I need a boo.
That woman last year with the caught on.
Oh, God.
That was great. Where is that woman now? I love that woman.
She called. Remember, she was great.
I'm going to be candid with you. She had kind of a foul mouth.
That was
anyway,
great.
Ava Graham's back there. Do you boo Ava?
No, not really.
Your husband a hockey maven,
yep.
Bill Matz, does he boo?
Yep, Bill boos.
Why don't you boo?
I don't know. I don't want somebody to boo me. I mean, I've been booed at, like, Quizzo, so, I mean,
you have
it
been
happens.
Booed at Quizzo, probably justifiably.
I mean,
I believe your dad booed.
I don't think he was a booer.
Oh, your dad was, he called him like he saw him. Come on.
I don't know. I guess the situation, if it was there, presented itself, if somebody was like really, really not cool, yeah, I would.
I will tell you that Debbie and I
almost
got tossed out of a Sixers game because we went after Knicks fans who were in the next box.
See, that's it.
Well, that's 100%. Okay, that's
again,
a different
I'm not
scenario.
I'm trying to tell
though.
You what to do, but you're letting your parents down. Your parents,
I don't think so.
Your mom suffers no fools.
No. Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you something. Listen, come on, Ava.
I mean, the two of us almost at a St. Joe's Villanova game almost got into it, too. Like an 85-year-old guy.
Hey, so. We got a couple of good ones today. Let's start with our standard question before a Big Eagles game.
All right. Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin Chevrolet. Get $1,000 of accessories on select new Silverados and Colorados. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who will win Sunday's game in Washington, Eagles or Commanders?
Right, I have. Wow, we're going to make the picks later. I'm picking the Eagles, but I'm nervous. Hmm.
Get Keith, a dog.
Keith Jones.
I'm picking the Eagles, and I'm not nervous.
Al Morgan.
I got the Eagles.
How nervous are you, Al?
I'm never nervous.
He's Al.
So true. Rhea Hughes.
I have a dog. Her name's Judy.
You
She's nervous because she hates when I watch games, but yes, the Eagles.
All right, I just want you to ponder one thing because I was talking to a friend of mine here at Borgata this morning named Steve. Mm-hmm. He is extremely savvy in the world of gambling.
Yeah.
And he pointed out that at the beginning of the week, the Eagles were -4.5 against the Commanders. And now, right here at the sportsbook, BetMGM. 6.5
Wow. Yes.
A 2-point swing in a week is monumental.
It is.
We do not have a good answer for it. He said he doesn't like that spread. He would not pick the Eagles.
I have a good answer for it.
You do.
Everybody watched Hurts,
especially
the first half, and think that he's at another level than he was last year, and that's why they had 2 points. That's
a little nervous about it, but fortunately, Wentz, if you watch him last week, he took a safety.
Yeah, if you watch, so actually sat down and watched the film of
Wentz,
because Wentz's numbers, sure, you look at the numbers, it looks like he's having a good season. No, you watch him, he does the same dumb mistakes he's always done.
All right, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
And
I'm also nervous now because I got 2 callers online when I should have 10. Do you understand this is a massive game Sunday? 215-592-9494. Come on. I already got Simon John up at 6 o'clock giving us some juice. Let's go here. Eddie is up next. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, Angelo?
Eddie, are you going to the game?
Yes. Yes, we are.
How'd you get the tickets?
So we have 6 buses going from Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Nazareth is where Jahad Dotson, the first-round pick for the Redskins, I'm sorry, the Commanders, graduated high school. So we have a huge bus going down. I'm going to say 95% of the fans are probably Eagles fans.
Okay.
The only thing is, if Jahad scores a touchdown, I bet your entire section is still going to cheer. But I'm hoping the Eagles are up enough points where it doesn't matter if he scores, that we can still cheer for him.
All right, listen, Ed, we need to talk right now. You got 6 buses. So we're talking here 300 people, maybe something like that?
It's probably about 300 people, yeah.
All right, so listen to me, Ed. They're there for another purpose, but they could do 2 things at one time.
Yes.
Ed, can you get that group? Can you illustrate some great leadership of your own and get that group of mostly Eagle fans to boo the crap out of Carson Wentz?
We will be doing that, 100%.
You promise me? Are you promising me?
I'll promise you right now we'll do it for you.
I can see it. Here's the thing. We know there's 1,000 people going in the caravan coming from here. And what we're thinking is if you just join them when they're booing, it'll be bigger, and you'll probably be in a different part of the stadium. It'll be louder. It'll be better. Ed, you could do a lot of good here, a lot of good for humanity if you can get that crew. You could cheer for that guy you went to see. That's good. But make sure they boo Wentz. Can we do this, Eddie?
Yes, we're on board. We got you.
You're a good man, Ed. Ed, let me know how this goes, all right? Call me next week.
Yes, I got a winner for you.
Oh, who's your winner?
Berling.
Berling. Say it again.
Veerling.
Veerling. He has won the last 2 games. A very good selection. That's coming up shortly. A lot of drama. Will I do that? Or will I point out the fact that in a pennant race, only 20,000 people went last night? Al, I actually
did
the math on this.
Al, what is it?
Final score, right?
Wow.
Phillies, 20,000. Hot dogs, 10,000. They can get 20,000 without cheap hot dogs. Mm-hmm. but they'll get an extra 10,000 with.
Yeah.
Did I not give them a great idea yesterday?
You did, and you were right.
Did they follow it?
No, they did not.
They did not.
They should.
They should have followed it. Make this Dollar Dog weekend. Keep 30,000 coming for the free hot dogs. All right, by the end of the weekend, they'll be a little fatter. Too bad.
It's okay.
And you'll get better crowds. Josie, it works.
It
this
does.
This city enjoys a nice hot dog.
They love a hot dog.
I was listening to Brandon Lee Gouton on his podcast. Yeah. He announced yesterday that he was at Dollar Dog and ate 10 hot dogs.
He did.
Made me think of Jonesy. Yes. He did get to Jonesy's record of 11, but he ate 10.
Now, let me make this clear to you, and this is not anything against Brandon Lee, right? He's a full-figure man.
Well, he's like 6'9". He's a large man. Big fella. He can handle 10 hot dogs.
Oh, he can handle 10 hot dogs, but that it's not like you're telling me about a slinky, you know, 140-pound guy.
Like
it's
me.
A big guy. It's a big strapping male like me and Jonesy.
Oh. Exactly.
Right? We're strappers, Jonesy.
No. Yeah, you are.
No, we're not.
You have no idea what that means.
I don't think it's good. All right? Jake is here, and he wants to talk some words with me. Hi, Jake.
How you doing, Angelo?
I'm great, Jake. What are you feeling before this big contest on Sunday?
I'm feeling good. You know, Wentz, he breaks under pressure. So as soon as he sees Hurts' face, the guy that took his job, he's going to feel and he's going to break.
Yeah.
That comment applies two ways, Jake. You're right about that, this pressure in the moment because he's facing the guy to replace them. I need there to be pressure on him on the field, in the game.
Yes.
I need Jonathan Gannon to do to Wentz what he did to Kirk Cousins, especially in the first half of the game Monday night. Because that pressure, Jake, they've got the ability now with their corners to do more blitzing. They got to do it, and they got to get in his face because he does dumb stuff.
But you know what's
a bad decision maker.
It's not just the initial pressure.
Yes.
He holds onto the ball so long.
Way long.
He forgets that sometimes when the defender, you know, gets past the offensive lineman and he steps up, like, they're still there. They can
strip him.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Strip him.
Aiden Hutchinson got past him and then came around and got him on the back end.
He doesn't give up on plays, and that's our advantage. Jake, we need to get the ball. Turnovers in this game will be massive because he'll give you the ball. He's a big fumbler when you hit him. You got to get there. You got to strip that ball out of there.
I'll tell you who's got their job cut out for him is Bradbury on Dotson. Because you got Scary Terry on Slay, right?
I'm thinking.
Slay is good, but I'm telling you, that Dotson, he's a good rookie.
All right, listen to me. That's not going to be a problem if your hand is in Wentz's face, all right?
Yeah.
Because Wentz will underthrow, overthrow. He'll
and
do
fumble.
Something stupid with it. I'm telling you, Jake, the key to the whole game is knowing what to do to get Wentz messed up. Because you've seen what he does when he gets messed up. You got to break it up. You don't let him get in a rhythm. Just take him out of the rhythm. He's going to be dying to have a big game to show he was the man. This is fun. Jake, are you dying for this? I wish it was starting right now.
Yes. I bought tickets to the home game, but I wish that I was going to this one.
All right. When he does come in November, will you boo him then?
I'll boo him before I even get there.
I'll tell you what, Jake. You're a man of my type. I appreciate it. That's my kind of guy. 215-592-9494. Now, I'm going to give you an update on what went on with the baseball last night because, Al, not only did the Phillies win a big game, but I think we learned a good lesson about why not more people are going to these games. This story is a huge story, that you got a team on the brink of making the playoffs and you can't fill half your ballpark. That's a big story.
It is a big story. Right.
And I know one of the reasons why, because it was on display last night during that game, and I'm going to play it for you. It's one of the more outrageous things you will ever see at a sports event. An umpire who has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then gets angry about it and throws people out. Ah, what a story. 215-592-9494. Winners and Weasels coming up top of the hour. The great Mike Lombardi. WIP Sports Type 636.
It is wise to think ahead about your heating system. Tune up. Now is the best time to book early with Horizon Services Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Schedules fill up rapidly once temperatures fall. You'll feel that outside today. But there is still time to take advantage of Horizon's preseason BOGO pricing. For just $79, you can have your heating system reset to factory fresh conditions, ready for the first chill. Plus, Horizon will install a new filter-free, protecting your family against airborne allergens and preserving your system's efficiency. Then lock in an AC tune-up in the spring for just $59. Both backed by the area's top worry-free, no-breakdown guarantee. Save on the refresh your home deserves. But you'll have to hurry. Prices will rise with demand. You can beat the rush. Save $20 today. Call 800-999-1995 or book online fast at Horizon.
641 on a football Friday, but yep. We got baseball in its real key pennant race time right now.
Yes.
End of September. And, Al, it's pretty interesting stuff that's going on.
What's happening?
I'll be honest with you. The Phillies, by winning last night, exceeded my expectations
for
the entire weekend.
They did.
I didn't think they'd win one game. Because the Braves are in an intense battle to win the division. The Braves are the current champions in baseball.
Yeah.
And they had a really good pitcher, Max Fried, going last
night.
Great
pitcher. He pitched well, too.
Ranger Suarez was on the hill, and Ranger came up massive.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically matched zeros with him, and the Phillies got a run in.
Yep, early.
And they got it in early, second inning, again, Al, off the bat of Matt Veerling. Remember, the night before, 5-for-5, and the key hit that won the game, he's got runners on the corners, second inning, one out. Here's what happened.
Fried looks at first. He kicks the pitch. Swung on, line towards center. Harris came in a step, now backs up a step. He'll make the catch. JT tags. He's coming home. And Matt Veerling puts the Phillies on the board. First tonight, a sacrifice fly to center, and it's 1-0 Phillies.
Who knew that would be the only run in the game? And in the course of it, well, what happened later in the fifth inning? Ladies and gentlemen, I am offering you a video assignment this morning. Just put Andy Fletcher, Phillies Braves, and it will come up.
Yep.
He was the home plate umpire. And at the plate was
Guthrie.
It was Guthrie.
Yeah.
The rookie who is he had hit home run the night before. At Guthrie came up, and it was a 3-2 pitch.
Oh.
And I'll just let you hear the call. This is all-timer. All right, here is the call by Scott Fransky.
3-2. Strike three called. Oh, my goodness. That
come
is so
on,
down
man.
Below the zone.
Come on now.
Wow. That is way below the zone.
That's terrible. That's what that is. That's terrible. All right. Now, here's where it got interesting.
At least they had it on radio. And
if you were, they saw it in real time. It saw it as just an unbelievably awful call.
Mm-hmm.
Then it took a few minutes for the video to reach the dugout. Not a minute, seconds. And then they saw it. You know, they have that little chart with the square.
Yeah.
And you could see how far the ball's off. Then they went dead red. First it was Guthrie. Then it was the hitting coach, Kevin Long.
Yeah.
And then it was Kyle Schwarber, who was the next hitter. Yeah. There was already a pitch had been thrown. And then Schwarber said something to the ump about the previous batter, which, Al, that's very unusual. You do not debate a previous batter while you're batting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unusual. And then Long got mad. And then the whole stadium saw a miscarriage of justice. And here's the way it sounded at WIP.
And now somebody's saying it again. And Fletcher has just tossed somebody from the ballgame. And I think it might be Kevin Long.
I don't blame him, man. I'm telling you.
Rob Thompson coming out now.
I would be the same exact way. I'm not going to even front and try to act like I would. I would be the same exact way. Wow. Then, actually, Al, shortly after, Fletcher got a ball strike call correct.
Oh, yeah, it was great. This went on for innings.
Yes.
Every time he got one correct, it was wild.
And
it sounded like there were 40,000 people.
Yes. The 20,000 people who were probably hungry because they didn't have hot dogs at a dollar last night, they began heckling the umpire for being horrible. Here's an example.
One ball, two strikes on Schwarber. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt.
Yeah.
the Philly faithful letting the umpire know about it and what they feel about it.
I love this.
There's a guy behind home plate on that Guthrie pitch who is losing his mind. Well, I mean, he is going after that umpire bad.
You look at it, you go, well, that guy doesn't know how to do his job. Yeah. What, did a bug fly in his eye?
Well,
he
gets a lot of playoff games, too.
He does. Oh. Well, that guy stinks. I don't have to see any other ball striker. A Little League umpire would have gotten that pitch right.
Yeah.
It was a ball among balls.
It was not even.
Right. Anyway, Rob Thompson couldn't help himself. First, he did mention that it was a huge win for his team. Here it is.
To win the game is huge, but, you know, I mean, they're a good ball club. So when you beat good ball clubs, it feels pretty good. I thought the crowd was outstanding. You know, I'm not sure how many people were here, but it was pretty loud. And, you know, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. So it was good. Nice cool night. It's like a playoff game.
Joe, please, no
now
more.
Now you know why I left.
Ladies and gentlemen, understand right now. This man, Rob Thompson, doing an excellent job as the Phillies manager, has a chance to be the most boring manager or coach that ever worked in this city.
Yeah.
He's gotten more boring by the week.
Yeah.
But then, Al, even he couldn't restrain himself by saying something. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I don't really want to comment on that. It is what it is, and it's a tough job. I always say, whatever happens, you have to overcome umpires, bad hops, whatever things come up that that go against you.
You know what? He found a way to say it and not get fined.
Yeah.
But that was, if you want to know, one of the reasons I don't love baseball the way I used to, it's the umpires. They don't know how to do their job. They don't know how to do their job.
But well,
has
a big problem.
Has unmasked them for their inability to do their job.
Yes.
And what you saw last night was next level incompetence. And if there is not a call today from the baseball office in New York to Andy Fletcher to say, Andy, how are we going to assign you any of these big games coming up where you don't know the difference between a ball and a strike?
Well, it's another argument for the robo-umps.
I'm on board with the robo-umps.
Yeah, but I thought your big point on this baseball game would be the fundamentals again. Real Muto won the baseball game.
Yeah.
He won the game.
How?
He went from first to third before the sacrifice fly.
Right. Yep. Again, small ball.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Small ball.
I mean, what he's done since that vaccination thing.
Yeah. He's really gotten goosed.
And so
he's
for goosed. Two nights in a row, you had a bunt,
and
you had a guy on the bases that gets on third base, and they win the game.
Exactly.
And it's a catcher.
Al Morgani enjoying small ball.
And it was like 2 days in a row. He's been.
No, you're right, Al. That's nice that they're doing that now. But the way my mind works. Well, what took you so long? We've been saying it all year.
Crunch time. Get down to crunch time.
All right, let's go back to football. We got Rocco for the Dirty 30. Hey, Rock.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How you feeling? What are you feeling right now for Sunday, Rock?
That's Football Friday.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? You're just gonna start getting geeked up. First thing in the morning, you listen
Football
to your show. You
go Friday.
To, you try to go to work and fake it. You try to go on with your life. You can't. The only thing you got on your mind is you're seeing one thing, that number 11.
Yeah.
And there will be nothing better than to see Brandon Graham sack him and then start chirping in his ear as he's laying on top of him.
Well, Brandon did say, Rock, that he does plan to say stuff. So if he gets close enough.
He always says stuff.
Well, in all honesty with Brandon so far, he has not dazzled me through two games and getting close to the quarterback. I would like to see him start to impose his will, and this would be a perfect week for it.
Exactly. Exactly. And nothing better. There will be nothing better. I want to see three sacks from the defense. I want to see at least one interception. I want to see one of those sacks turn into a fumble, because then that is a perfect Carson Wentz scenario game.
All right, Rock, you are part of my original crew that booed McNabb, all right?
Yes, sir.
Do you advocate that the many fans going to D.C. this weekend boo Wentz?
I advocate that they make him so uncomfortable that he wished he was never in Philadelphia in the first place.
That's beautiful, Rock. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful job, Rock. Ruck, thank you as always for your support on my endeavors. Hopefully there will be a lot of activity.
Very good.
All right, we got to do some winners and weasels right now. And, wow, I'll just start with winner of the week because obviously the NFL agrees with me. I've never seen anything like this. Justin Jefferson, if he is not the best receiver in the NFL, he's top three. He is absolutely impossible to stop.
Yes.
Darius Slay totally stopped.
And he haunts us.
Six targets when Slay was covering Jefferson. Jefferson caught one of the six balls. Slay caught two.
Yeah.
48 yards total for Jefferson in the game. Jefferson was a non-factor in a game on national television.
Yep.
And the number one reason for it was Darius Slay. Darius Slay is my winner of the week.
Cool.
And here's what he said, Al, because he's always a charmer.
Yes, he is.
And he was talking about him and Jefferson. Listen.
He is one of the best in the world. And, I'm one of the best in the world, too. So I was looking forward to the matchup.
Love him.
I love
that's
that.
The best.
All right, Weasel of the Week. My contempt for this man only grows by the day. And, Al, he had not spoken in about 18 months, 19 months.
Yeah.
He had not even spoken after his last game as a Sixer. Remember, he refused to dunk the ball.
Yeah.
He cost this team its opportunity, and they was upset by the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
He waits 19 months, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
He finally agrees to speak to his former teammate, J.J. Redick, on Redick's podcast.
Yeah,
he did that, Al, because he knew he would not get grilled.
Yep. Yeah, you're not going to get grilled on that.
But. And, in fact, Redick was goading him at times to trash a Sixer people even further, right? But what he did yesterday, he finally we came out in the podcast, and he addressed the fact that he had not taken a dunk that was right there at a moment in the game with 3 minutes to go that would have tied a game. The Sixers had to win. And here now you will hear for the first time his new explanation of why he did not dunk that ball.
In the moment, I just spun, and I'm assuming Trey's going to come over quicker. So I'm thinking he's going to come full blown, and I see Matisse going down. You know, Matisse is athletic and get up. So I'm thinking, okay, quick pass, he's going to flush it. Not knowing how much space there was. It happened so quick that you just make a read. And in the playoffs, you need to make the right decisions majority of the time. And for that moment, it happened and I was just like, okay, now we got to go make another play. So that's how I'm thinking. And I didn't realize how, you know, everyone's posting. I'm like, is that big? Like,
is it that big?
All right, listen to me. It was the biggest play of the entire season.
Game seven.
It was so big that you lost the coach and the star player, Joel Embiid, and Doc Rivers. You lost them both. They, after completely covering for you for a whole year, being a soft player at a prima donna, they could not lie any further after what they had seen.
Yeah.
And you're saying, was it that big a play? Well, the rest of that explanation was pure unadulterated garbage.
Yep.
Well, he didn't dunk the ball because he was afraid he was going to get fouled.
Yep.
And he didn't want to face the pressure of going to the line in a game where they needed him to hit the two free throws.
Yeah.
That is reality.
And if he had just said what he said after the game, everything would have been okay.
Well, he wouldn't even talk about it.
Well, but then he said, looking back, I should have didn't.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll play the part where he finally acknowledges.
At least if he had said that.
If he said this, he probably
wouldn't be the most hated, hated.
Wentz would be more hated than him. He wouldn't get 93% of the votes on people who hate more him or Wentz if he had just said this.
It looks terrible. I was like, well, when I look at it now, I'm like, man, I should have just punched that shit. But it didn't happen. And I was okay with that. I can live with that. I can live with, okay, I made you. Everyone's trying to kill me over one play. Like, does everyone want to watch film with me? Like, the whole arena? And I could dissect everything if you guys want. But that's not, you know, it's not realistic.
Yeah, we'd love to.
All I want to do is punch him right in the face.
God.
I can't stand him. Those comments just made me hate him all over again. Obviously, they'll come back when he finally does make an appearance in our city.
I can't wait
but
for that.
If that is not the pure definition of Weasel of the Week, I don't know what is. What are they playing for today?
They're playing for a $50 gift card to Wendy's, pair of tickets to, well, the Phillies and the Braves tonight. Right there, go to phillies.com. There's still tickets there. Pair of tickets to see Rocky the Musical at the Walnut Street Theater starting October 4th, and a Philadelphia Eagles hat.
I love it. All right, now, just when we come back, Mike Lombardi will be on. Jump on board right now. It's Slay the Winner, Simmons the Weasel. 215-592-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.